He'd have to control the violence, the urge to destroy, because he was no longer what he had been. He was human. What was that? He liked the remembered version of himself better. And because he couldn't stop it, he allowed the voice to fill him with everything he'd need to know after he rose. Wave after wave of knowledge left his mind spinning. Culture, language, history, and on and on and on. Finally, the voice explained what he was, who he was, and things clicked into place. He remembered. Not just the images he'd seen in his mind, but all that had gone before. And the voice became a name. Finn. His earlier joy took a major hit. Impatience tugged at him. He was the impulsive one, something he'd have to temper. But not now. He wanted out, pushing mental feelers through the tons of earth and rock separating him from the surface. He found the male, no, man, waiting for him above. And with the man was his new body. Eager, he shot upward, his essence sliding easily from the earth and into the empty body. His new home. He didn't bother thinking about what he looked like. Instead, he glanced around, searching for prey, for other predators. A habit from that other time he'd never lose. Wow, this is so cool. It's exactly 11:11 p.m. on November 11th, 2011. 11:11:11. Just like Finn said it'd be. The man looked up from the lighted face of his watch and leaned toward him out of the darkness. And you're Ty. Ty clenched his teeth so he wouldn't snarl. Along with a million other random details, Finn had emphasized that eating strangers wasn't good for the image of the 11. You'd better be Steve. The guy wasn't a danger to him, so Ty glanced away to scan the area again. It looked like they were in some kind of cave. Where are we? The man slapped the side of his head in a gesture Ty didn't understand. Sorry, I forgot this is all new to you. Yeah, I'm Steve. I'll be taking you to Finn. And you're inside Newgrange. Ty could see fine in the dark, but Steve couldn't. The man pulled a flashlight from his pocket and turned it on. The predator and Ty stirred. Humans didn't have good night vision. Advantage, predator. Newgrange? Yep, we're not supposed to be here at night, and definitely not without a guide. But Finn took care of it. Ty tried out a smile on his new face. Finn was good at taking care of things. The smile faded, though, when he thought about his new name. Finn had a warped sense of humor. Newgrange is a prehistoric passage tomb in Ireland, one of the oldest surviving structures in the world. Steve raked his fingers through short blonde hair. Let's get out of here. Small enclosed places give me the creeps. You have no idea. Finn did things like this. He'd given Ty a bunch of information down to the tiniest details, like what a watch and a flashlight were. But he'd forgotten to tell Ty where he was. How old? Not that Ty cared. He followed Steve through the narrow passage, trying out a few of the curses Finn had poured into him when he banged his head against a low spot at the end of the tunnel. 5,000 years old. Steve waited for him to be impressed. He wasn't. Finn wouldn't have sent you if you weren't one of us. So what kind of soul do you have, Steve? Did he sound friendly? Finn had said not to scare anyone willing to help them. Steve shot him a nervous glance, the first hint he'd given that he might be worried about being here alone with Ty. A horse. Prey. Ty smiled again. Steve swallowed hard. Then Ty forgot about the other man as he stepped out of the tunnel and into the Irish night. Raising his head, he stared up at the few stars visible through the cloud cover. They were the first stars he'd seen in 65 million years.